This is HeartWise, offering practical tips and time-proven guidelines to make your life healthier, happier, and more fulfilling. Today you'll learn simple Bible-based principles for building and maintaining optimum mental and physical health, all while deepening your relationship with your Creator. I'm your HeartWise host, Charles Mills. Sometimes it hurts when we don't move. Sometimes it hurts when we move. This moving pain is often centered around our joints and can really make our lives miserable. Our guest today is Dr. James Markham, founder and director of HeartWise Ministries, and someone who wants us to live as pain-free as possible. Dr. Markham, why do our joints sometimes hurt?
Yeah, Charles, joints do hurt. In fact, that's one of the more common causes of pain. Yeah. And in the pain series so far, you know, we've talked about serious pains like chest pain, where you really need to have that evaluated right away. No pain is good, and it tells us that something is not right. So pain is a signal that something's wrong in our body, and we need to sort of evaluate what it is. Joint pain is a very common pain, but it usually, unless it's associated with something traumatic, it usually doesn't require a visit to the emergency room. It's usually not life-threatening. Mm-hmm. If we think about our joints, you know, we think about our hands, and we think about our wrists and our elbows and our shoulders and our hips, and even ribs have joints that sometimes hurt, knee pains. So we have a lot of joints and a lot of moving parts in our body. And as we get older, the natural tendency is everything gets old at a certain speed in the body. And this is a good break to ask people out there is, what part do you think is getting older first on you? Charles, I'm going to throw that at you first. What part of you is having pain, and what part of you is getting older first?
Oh, that's so hard to tell. But I would think the things that are used the most, the things that are the most active, the things that are being utilized and bent and stretched and otherwise traumatized constantly, I would think those things would be what's hurting first.
So you're telling me that your brain is getting worse first? Okay.
That's not mechanical. The brain is not mechanical.
Well, you know, if the brain is overworked, guess what? It can cause pain and cause you to shut down. And remember, the treatment for that would be to rest your brain
more.
Well, for me, for instance, I have very bad ankles, and my ankles are getting worse first, and I have to really take care of them. But different parts of the body age at different speeds. Yeah. And the point I want to make here is sometimes the joints age. Even if we can do everything perfect, you know, we don't get in trauma, we wear the right shoes, we move things the right way, we stretch, we lubricate them we breathe right to get good oxygen to them, we eat a really healthy diet so our arteries and blood vessels are good that feed that joint. Even if we do everything right, sometimes the cartilage, the parts, just get old and wear out. Yeah. That's life, and I don't want to, you know, give people the idea that everything lasts forever. It doesn't. Sometimes things start to rust, they start to hurt. So joints are probably the main ones that have this happen. So usually the most important thing that happens to joint is be careful not to overuse them, warm them up, give them the components that they need to be healthy. But there's some very common causes that are a little bit more serious. And sometimes joints hurt over and over, and they hurt so much that they become inflamed. We have conditions where the tendons that go to the bones get inflamed, tendonitis. We have a condition called osteoarthritis. We have lots of inflammation because we have bone on bone, arthritis, trauma. There's certain types of diseases that affect the joints. You've heard of rheumatoid arthritis. Sure. That affects the joints. Lupus and different fevers can affect the joint. There's crystals that can get in the body, and the most common one is uric acid, the crystal that causes gout. Certain medications like chemotherapy, even penicillin sometimes can cause joint pains. Sulfa drugs can sometimes cause joint pains. There's infections in the body that can cause joint pains, especially the different viral infections, not only the muscles, but also that. So when you're having joint pains, you want to say, well, what is causing it? You know, what could it be? Is it trauma or is it something more serious? Pain that sort of is insidious. It sort of gradually gets worse over time. Is usually caused by something like the parts wearing out just because they get old, or you have some trauma and you don't let the trauma get well. But the things that happen in the joint where one night the joint feels good, never had a problem before, and boom, the next day it's bad. Well, usually that can be something like an infection gets in the joint, a thing like rheumatic arthritis. So you want to know whether this is sort of insidious or boom, my joint has felt good my whole life and now it hurts. So if that's were the case, that's a trip probably to the doctor to see, well, what caused that to happen right suddenly? Mm-hmm. Are you having an infection in that joint? Has something torn in that joint? Something structurally abnormality? Let me evaluate that. And we can evaluate joints in many ways. Sometimes, you know, the most common way we look at it is a simple x-ray. We can look at the bones, the joints, see how things are moving in that joint. We can look for an inflammation in that joint. There's more advanced imaging, and an advanced imaging, probably the best imaging test we have on a joint is one called an MRI or magnetic resonant imaging. It's a noisy test, but they can look in detail inside the joints to see if the joint's losing cartilage, to see if something's been torn in the joint, to see if there's inflammation. Of course, if there's something systemic going on, like arthritis or a connective tissue disease that's affecting the joints, we can check that with the blood work. And infection, sometimes we have to put a needle into that joint, especially if it happens overnight, to see if that might be cause of an infection causing the joint pain. But the most common cause of joint pain is just the wear and tear on a joint over many years. And I wonder, I take care of a few football players, Charles, almost all of them, when they get older, their joints wear out. Wow. And they need a knee or a hip. And I'm wondering whether this next generation of athletes, if they don't take care of their joints, I'm wondering what's going to happen when they get 60 to 70, when they start getting joints to wear out. Mm-hmm. Now, one thing that wears out joints that no one likes to hear about is too much weight. And everyone doesn't think about weight, but carrying extra weight on a joint can put pressure on it, causes the cartilage in parts of the joint to wear out over time. Also, of course, carrying extra weight changes the chemistry of the body in other ways, right, but that really puts a lot of pressure on our joints. And we're seeing more joints damaged now by obesity than we've ever had before. So those are a few things, Charles, that helps people understand joints a little bit better. Now, there's certain joints that are so important to us that we have to have them to function. And if we have a bad knee joint and a bad hip joint and we're falling down, we can't ambulate, that's a joint that needs attention right away. So if your knee buckles and you fall down or you can't walk because of hip pain, that is a serious joint pain. The shoulder is also a very important joint because when that hurts, guess what? Most people cannot sleep well at night. Right. They move their arms and shoulders. They don't sleep well. The pain goes throughout their body, says something's wrong. That's a type of pain that you need to get evaluated pretty soon too. So if you're falling down, you can't walk straight, if you can't sleep well at night, that's a pain that's a little bit more serious than a joint. You want to see your doctor. He might want to do some imaging testing to see what can be done to help that joint the best.
Now, Dr. Markham, as I listen to you talk here, I'm visualizing my joints and my body, and if there is wear and tear there, if there's actually physically wearing down, mm-hmm, can that wearing down area be rebuilt? Is there something we can do to help that area?
Well, yeah, there is, and a couple things that will help on the joint. A lot of people have joint pains because they don't stretch. So stretching, a lot of people have it because the muscles aren't built up. So physical therapy and exercise actually can help joint pains.
Okay.
Water, if you're dehydrated, because the joints have lubrication in them. Some people, if their cartilage are breaking down, there's a few studies done that show that chondroitin sulfate, which is a cartilage precursor, might help that. I think that going to a healthy diet, a plant-based diet, is very helpful because joints have a blood supply. Mm-hmm. And if your blood supply is not optimized, guess what? The joints are going to have problems as well. A lot of back pain comes on in the joints of the back because the blood supply, you know, the same blockages we have in our heart,
right,
the same blockages we have elsewhere because we eat a rich fat diet, that could be in any blood vessel anywhere in the body. Now, we don't worry as much about the back and the joints because guess what? That usually won't kill a person.
Right.
Also, moving to a plant-based diet can help not only inflammation in that area, but it can help the arteries get more blood and oxygen in that joint so that joint functions at a higher level. And of course, that will also help people lose weight so there's less pressure on a joint. Now, if the joint is unstable and there's nothing that needs to be surgically fixed, and we can talk about that in the next segment,
right,
what joints need surgery,
yeah,
we can put braces on those joints to give it a little more support. Some people need to avoid using that joint for prolonged periods of time to help that joint heal. Sometimes you'll have to immobilize that. I've had some people that have to go on crutches for a while if they have a trauma to a joint. But there's lots of things that we can do to help the joint. And if the pattern, though, is just I'm just wearing out my joint, like every morning I wake up, the joint is super stiff. Mm-hmm. It hurts me. Well, that is usually because of the joints just wearing out over time. We call that osteoarthritis in some people. It's stiff in the morning. Once you get moving, it goes away. That's a classic symptom of a joint that is wearing out, Charles.
You bring up an interesting point here, and you've said it several times throughout here. Some of the issues that we have when it comes to pain, whether it be muscle pain or joint pain or all the other pains you've talked about, aren't going to kill us. And so we say, okay, well, I'll just have to live with it. We have to remember that there is a quality of life aspect, mm-hmm, to everything.
Mm-hmm.
We need to do what we need to do, not because it's going to prolong our life, but it's going to also give us good quality of life. Are we missing that point sometimes?
Yeah, we are. And we don't, sometimes when we're younger, we don't think about the way we take care of our bodies now,
right,
is going,
right,
to affect the way the parts wear out,
yes,
later on.
Yes, yes.
And we don't, you know, if our joints wear out later on, we lose our ability to ambulate. That's a pretty big lifestyle factor. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I mention that to, you know, younger people that don't like to move, that don't like to stretch, that carry way too much weight. I said, listen, you know, I'm just going to tell you the truth that if you don't do something now about this, it's going to wear out your joints and you're not going to be able to walk very well. And that's something that people need to be aware of and to know about. So when talking about our joints today, that's a very important point, Charles. We can do things today that will prevent our joints from wearing out.
Right.
And when our joints wear out, then, you know, there is some modern medicine, and that's a time that modern medicine can help. And after we get done with our break, then I think it's time to talk about, well, when should we consider medicines? When should we consider surgery? When the joints are worn out, then what's the place for modern medicine?
Let's do that. On our return, we're talking with Dr. James Markham, founder and director of Heartwise Ministries. He's also the producer of this program, and I always look forward to having him on the show. So everybody, we'll be right back to talk more about joint pain on our return, so stay right where you are.
Hi, Mr. Habib.
Well, hello, Mariam. What brings you to Habib's fruit market today?
I'm doing a report for school about people in my town, and I'd like to ask you some questions.
Okay.
First, why are you here?
I'm here to sell fruit. You want some mangoes? They are very good this season.
I mean, why are you here in this country? I've seen pictures of where you were born. It's very beautiful.
Oh, yes. Very beautiful. And the fruit, delicious.
Then why did you leave that country and come to this one? Did you want to make more money?
Not exactly. I could make money in my home country. Everyone loves fruit.
So why did you leave?
Because in my country, there was something missing.
What?
The freedom to be who I want to be. Even if what I want to be is different from everyone else. I want to follow my own way and raise my children to do the same. That's very important to me. Do you understand?
So, who do you want to be?
I don't know. I'm trying to find out. But here I can try. I can run my fruit market and talk to people about many things and worship in the way I choose to worship. If I don't want to worship, that's okay too. And my children can go to school and become whatever they want to be. That's freedom. It lets you be you, whatever that is.
Well, I'm glad you're here. You're a nice man.
There, you see? That's one of things I want to be, a nice man. It's working.
Jesus wants to be our friend. He has placed in our hearts a desire to share our deepest secrets and brightest hopes with Him. This program was brought to you by the Children's Ministries Department of the General Conference of Seventh-day Adventists. Welcome back to the program. I'm your host, Charles Mills. Our guest today is Dr. James Markham, founder and director of Heartwise Ministries. And we're doing a series on pain right now, and we're focusing on this program on joint pain. And Dr. Markham, you've outlined some things that can cause joint pain. When do we know that it's time to go beyond changing the diet, beyond the hydration, when it's time to go see a doctor and say, hey, we got a real problem here. I may need some modern medicine applied directly to this joint?
Well, when the pain won't go away, it's causing us not to be able to walk or maintain the lifestyle we want, or we can't sleep at night. Remember, pain is not good in and of itself.
Right.
It's a sign that part of the body is not working well. If we give it the rest we need, it's not getting better. If it's swelling, if it's causing those problems, then we really need to see the doctor. But the most common cause of joint problems, we've talked about trauma, excess weight, not moving, inactivity, and lack of stretching. Yeah. So we have to make sure we're doing those things. And if we're doing those things, when do we go to the doctor? Well, when we can't get the pain to go away, when it's affecting our quality of life, it's time to get the evaluation. And they'll do just what we talked about. They'll examine you, ask you questions. They might do some imaging, but sooner or later, they will make a diagnosis. And the most common diagnosis that we get is osteoarthritis. It can be made on an x-ray, and we see that the joint space is unequal. There's some certain things that we look at in an x-ray that show that things are just wearing out. The body can wear out in the fingers, the knees, the hip, and we usually have stiffness. Sometimes morning stiffness is a good sign that we're getting into these chronic changes in our body. And for that type of pain, something as simple as physical therapy, range of motion, posturing, stretching can help with that a lot. But sometimes the joint is really damaged, either due to trauma or just worn out. Mm-hmm. And that's a time that there is a benefit from having surgery. And so if there's a structural problem that's related to trauma, you know, you pull a tendon, break it in two. You've seen all these athletes, you know, they frequently have different tears around their joints because they're working at such high levels. These are pains that are severe, happen due to trauma. Well, we have great doctors that specialize in joints, and they're called orthopedic surgeons. They can go in there. Sometimes they can look around with an arthroscope and they can clean out some of the cartilage and the bad things that get pulled around. Sometimes they can actually have to, you know, put tendons back together. Have you heard of baseball players? They have these Tommy John surgeries when they tear these ligaments and tendons that support the joint. Sometimes in older people, Charles, a joint completely wears out, and a person cannot even walk because of the severe pain. The bone on bone you've heard about, that can happen most likely in the knees and the hips because so much pressure is put on. And when those bones hit those bones, those nerves go crazy, and there's lots of pain. Usually you can't walk, it shoots down and all sorts of things. And those type of patients do benefit from possibly having joint replacement surgery. And we can replace joints like never before. You know, we can replace hip joints, we can replace knee joints, they can do shoulder joints. But that would be in the most extreme situation. And I recommend everyone, though, first, before you jump into that, is you do everything possibly conservative that you can do. Mm-hmm. Everything that we've talked about, the rest, the immobilization, physical therapy when needed, anti-inflammatories. Some people even get shots in joints. Well, why would you need a shot in a joint? Well, what a shot does, Charles, is it puts an anti-inflammatory substance in the joint, basically to turn down the inflammation. Mm-hmm. And when inflammation is turned down, sometimes a joint can heal better. That's why parts don't heal well when you keep using them, because you keep irritating the problem. You get lots of inflammation there, and the inflammation brings in extra fluid and extra cells that squish things and push on nerves and bones and joints and swelling, and that makes it worse. Sometimes in joints, and we've seen heats help some people. Heat helps by maybe making things relax. Sometimes also even cold helps. So different types of joints respond differently to heat, massage, different types of things.
I want to ask you that because as we've been talking about muscle pain and joint pain in the last couple of programs,
yeah.
When do we know it's supposed to be heat and when do we know it's supposed to be cold?
Well, usually if it's an acute problem, it's not chronic long-term.
Right.
You're going to read different things, but I think if it's an acute problem, just happens. You pulled it, it starts to swell suddenly. That's where cold is very valuable.
Cold, right.
Okay.
Right.
Well, why is that? Well, cold helps decrease the inflammation.
Right.
And the inflammation presses on it more. So if you can decrease the inflammation right away, that helps. So that's when, you want to get off of it, put some cold on it, maybe take an anti-inflammatory right off so it doesn't swell and even have more inflammation, which makes the parts even worse.
Right. Okay.
Now, for chronic, like osteoarthritis pain, it hurts all the time, not due to trauma. Sometimes heat helps that. And the way heat helps that is it helps dilate blood vessels, dilate, good things coming into it, might help improve blood flow a little bit more when you dilate things. So if you think it's a blood flow problem, heat might help with that. If you think it's an acute trauma and swelling, then cold might help with that.
Okay.
But I've seen different people respond to heat and cold in different situations. Play it by ear there. Water therapy seems to help joints quite a bit too, where you just, get in some water, have some massage in there. I guess that acts like massaging the muscle, sort of lets it sort of relax. It's a heat type of thing. I know a lot of people like to get into whirlpools for joint types of pains.
Right.
And the whirlpools are usually warm in that situation.
Yeah.
So to answer your question, warm seems to help more for chronic conditions. Cold seems to help more for acute that just happened. And it has to do with the inflammation in the body. But that is a really good question, Charles.
Now, before I let you go, let's talk about medications.
Yeah.
Are there medications that can hurt a joint?
Any medicine can have a side effect.
Uh-huh.
So some of the medicines that can affect the joint, the ones we use to treat the joints are mainly anti-inflammatory and pain medicines.
Right.
And those medicines directly don't fix the problem. They just treat the symptoms.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes in settling the symptoms down of pain and inflammation, the body can heal itself.
Mm-hmm.
But remember, acute pain, inflammation, they're not long term. Okay. If you're having to take something long term, you need to question, something is not healing well.
Gotcha.
So the different medicines that can affect, sometimes we see things like chemotherapy can affect it. Penicillin can affect it. There's an old medicine called levodopa that used to affect joint pains. One called hydralazine that could affect that. So there's different ones that can happen. But almost any medication, in theory, can cause almost anything to happen. So anyone that has a joint pain that's unexplained, one of the first things I ask, are you on a new medication? Because
mm-hmm.
anything is possible. So that's some of the common things. But remember, medicines are there just to help the body heal itself. It's not something that needs to be done over a long period of time.
All right. Dr. James Markham, founder, director of HeartWise Ministries, talking about joint pain. Dr. Markham, thank you so much. I think you helped some people today. Appreciate it.
We want people to prevent joint pain. So as we get older, we have to be more careful. Avoid trauma on the joints. Keep the weight down. Keep moving every hour and keep stretching the body parts as much as you can. That are the things that can prevent the chance of us having joint problems prematurely.
All right. Thank you very much. And listener, until next time, this is Charles Mills along with Dr. James Markham inviting you to remain not only pain-wise, but heart-wise. Goodbye, everyone. Thank you for joining us today on HeartWise. If you'd like more information on how to build and maintain optimum physical, mental, and spiritual health, log on to heartwiseministries.org. HeartWise is a listener-supported program, and your partnership with us would be greatly appreciated. Once again, our web address is heartwiseministries.org.